You have the floor, madam.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Distinguished representatives of the government of Chile, I will discuss with you some issues pertaining to economic and social empowerment of women. I commend you on your achievements concerning gender equality, like the adoption of the Gender Equality National Plan on Equality of Women and Men 2018-2030, as well as the beginning of your pension reform and also the labor law reform. Gender inequalities in income and economic and social opportunities remain and affect women and in all their diversity in Chile, increased by the intersectional discriminations they face, like by age, race, disability, family and social status, indigenous status. Also, we heard about early pregnancies, and there are data about inequalities generated by also early pregnancies and their impact on intergenerational poverty of households led by women. Women's total work burden, that's a very important issue, paid and unpaid working hours exceed that of men by a large margin. Women spend 2.2 times as much as men on unpaid domestic care work. Research shows that women would like to have more time for their children and close dependent persons, but to spend less on other domestic work. It also shows 30% of women were not satisfied of their social life, for which they do not have time. Because in fact, conciliation of work and family life comprises also time for private and free time for women and other social activities. And it is in line with the requirements of Article 13 of our convention. Concerning income and pensions of women, almost half of households in Chile are headed by women. This number is increasing, and this is far from ensuring their greater economic autonomy and stability, as income has increased since 2006 only by almost 17%. Economic vulnerability in households headed by women linked with persistent wage gap that we heard about, higher levels of informal employment, and the increase of single-parent employment, which means that impoverishment risks to be reproduced even further. According to the 2023 report, Gender and Income Inequalities in Chile, in addition to the gender pay gap mentioned by the state party, also there is a pay gap in the income of women 65 and over age bracket. Women receive an average income of about $400, while men of the same age have an average income of about $600. Women who reported being indigenous earn on average less income than those who reported not being indigenous, but the gender pay gap remains. In addition, it's important to say that even women who work all their lives, over 35 years, earn $454 per month in pension. And usually women have gaps, you know, because of maternity-related leaves and informal work. My questions are, what step has the state party taken to prevent the growth of the income gap between women and men in Chile? And what are the concrete measures, legislative and policy measures, taken and planned for preventing overrepresentation of women in the informal sector and reduce poverty among women and to provide them with opportunities to acquire skills necessary to participate fully in economic life? And please provide details about measures taken at local level and related specifically to women from disadvantaged groups, including indigenous women. Please provide figures about the gender pension gap average and in some regions where vulnerable groups of women prevail. And please report on the concrete measures introduced by the government to the pension system reform and bills aimed at correcting these gender inequalities of the current system. Mm-hmm. Namely, in that respect, how does this fourth national plan on equality of women and men address the economic autonomy of women, and what are the achievements so far? Does the state party generate regular statistics and data, or is intended to do so and to generate such, and based on that to ensure the valuing and the monetarization of unpaid care work so that it can be recognized in the GDP and women are compensated for their unpaid care work, like the standards of ILO actually for accounting for the unpaid domestic and care work require? Concerning entrepreneurship, there are 37% of female business owners and 63% of men owners. Also, the Empresas Zero initiative shows that by 2023, 42% of companies have zero women on boards of directors, 33% have zero women in the first line management. So women are predominantly represented in small and micro enterprises in Chile, and for them the line between necessity-driven entrepreneurship and opportunity-driven entrepreneurship is very difficult to be passed, and they are rather in the first category. At the difference of men, they are more in the opportunity-driven entrepreneurship. So what are the concrete measures, legislative and policy measures, taken and planned for encouraging women's opportunities as entrepreneurs, including special funds, access to loans and bank credits? Will you apply temporary special measures needed for achieve real equality, a substantive equality in this case? And please provide information about guarantees for social security of self-employed women, especially those I mentioned, on which income the families rely. And please provide information on the promotion of equal access for women and girls to all sports. You mentioned about soccer and about sexual harassment, against sexual harassment measures also in sports, but in other sports, and to encourage their participation in all competitive sports. Thank you.